Hey everyone out there, it's Arlie from Creative Hues, and today, it's beautiful, it's sunny here. Again, the snow is melting off the roofs, thank goodness. We have been sitting in a bit of a snowstorm lately, and the sun decided to peek its head out of the clouds, and yeah, so it's a good day. It's a good day. The sun is shining. I want to talk to you today about the circle of people that you hold around you and how important it is to keep the people who feed your soul very close to you and, you know, appreciate them for who they are and what they give into your life. And as well as what you can give into theirs. So, again, lately, this week was a doozy for me. I'm, again, coming out of the other end of that. And out of nowhere, two of my friends showed up on my doorstep today with a coffee and with some sweet friendship love that just came through my door at a very unexpected time. What my tendency is when I'm going through a little bit of struggle is that I tend to isolate myself, and so I won't put that call out to people when I really need them the most. I tend to just kind of put my wall up and want to be alone in space to do my filtering on my own. But what's really amazing through these times that I'm realizing is actually my soul is calling out to the most important people around me, and they just show up even when I don't ask them to. And it's pretty incredible to feel that. And I just hope that there are people in your life that your soul can call out to and who just show up. Maybe uninvited, but it's a welcome sight when they are here. And I didn't realize how much my body and my soul needed that today. Just even the gift of bringing over a simple coffee and just sitting around with me and having really deep conversation about life and our struggles and our happiness. And they stayed for maybe 2 hours, two close friends of mine. They stayed for maybe 2 hours, and I'm left now with this sense of feeling strength, feeling fed, feeling cared for, and it really made a huge difference for me today. I'm left bolstered by their presence. I'm left feeling more confident, more ready to engage, more available for others. And that all feels really powerful to me. I'm feeling really blessed because I do have this circle of people surrounding me who are willing to show up in all the ways I need them to, even when they aren't asked. So I just want to give a shout out. If you have anybody like that in your life, I think we can consider ourselves as blessed. And it just creates a space for us to go back into our hearts again and to feed that part of us where sometimes we don't want to feed that part of us. And it feels easier also sometimes to just put the brakes on, ignore the signs that we're really in need of some friends to step in. So it's okay to call out to your friends, and it's also lovely if, again, you have those people who just show up for you. So I'm in gratitude today. I'm feeling, again, a lot better. So the light is shining brightly here in this snowy little town. And if you don't have people like that in your life, or your friend group feels maybe toxic or that you're constantly maybe giving to the people in your life and you don't feel like you're receiving, that I think that's a call for us as creative people or whoever is listening to this. It's a call for us to maybe try to create more of a circle of community around us that feels safe and non-judgmental. And it's hard sometimes because I think as we age too, it's sometimes a little bit difficult to get into different groups and create community. And I just want to say that this group of women came into my life, and I was like older, and they already had their friend group solidified, and it just feels good to be in a place where that stigma of, you know, say being old and already everybody having their friend groups already, that it's not the truth. Like, you are of value and what you say means something, and there are people out there that will accept you for exactly who you are, and they'll welcome you with open arms into a tribe. And that's what I feel I've really been blessed with these last few years, and I cannot be more grateful, because I found my tribe, my circle. And I'm not saying that it's always the easiest either, but when you get a bunch of powerful women in a room together, there's always going to be some like really good conversation. There, you might hit into some sticky bits, but there's like a power there that holds the group's intention, and it also makes you reflect on things that you might not have otherwise thought about. So just giving a shout out to all those great friends out there, people who you can call on and people who just call on you when over the airwaves they feel, you know, like there's something a little bit stuck, or that you're feeling stuck, and they just show up at your doorstep with a sweet treat and a coffee to bring your day back into perspective. And wow, I'm just, again, sitting here in gratitude. And I just want to tell you, if you, again, don't have that group, find your tribe, find your people who will sit with you and hold your hand or hold your head in their lap and just love on you for exactly who you are. Because, again, you are just absolutely perfect in this moment, and life feels better when you have people to share it with. So I'm going to leave you with that today. I just want to shout out to those of you who do listen to this, and I want to say thank you so much, and I want everybody to have a fantastic day today. Love on your people. Send them a little message. Tell them that you're thinking of them. And when you send love out into the world, it is going to be always reciprocated on the other end of that. And again, love you guys. I hope you all have a great day. We'll talk soon.